Shine.
One of the major objectives of the government is to provide affordable housing solutions for Jamaicans. Against this background, the Jamaica Mortgage Bank was formed in 1971 to build and partner with developers to establish housing solutions right across Jamaica. Today, we'll take a look at a landmark project that the Jamaica Mortgage Bank is spearheading to build halls of residence on the University of the West Indies Mona campus, UWI Mona.
This is a public-private partnership where we have an agreement with a private developer. The University of the West Indies is a public entity. We're a public entity. And our mandate as the Jamaica Mortgage Bank is to provide or facilitate housing for Jamaicans. I know when one think about that mandate, they're thinking about traditionally providing housing outside of a university, but we consider providing housing for students as part of our mandate.
Courtney Winter, General Manager of the Jamaica Mortgage Bank. A total of 1,584 students of the UWI Mona will benefit from these more secure housing on campus. This as the Jamaica Mortgage Bank, in association with the National Commercial Bank and 138 student living developers, are now in the second of three phases to complete a three-year housing project.
Phase one was signed last year, where the Jamaica Mortgage Bank, as a lead bank, together with our partner, the National Commercial Bank, financed the construction of 432 housing units. Those housing units were completed December last year, and I believe they are now 100% occupied. So this, by all means, is a great success for all the parties.
The housing development involves the construction of 11 six-story buildings designed to allow access for the disabled. The project has resolved to a great extent concerns expressed by faculty and students about a need for more housing to accommodate the ever-expanding university population.
This new hall will continue our mission of bringing innovation to all facets of higher education in Jamaica. The time is now right to confirm our foothold on higher education in the region. And the first and best way to do so is to create a teaching and learning environment that meets all the needs of the modern day student.
Principal of the UWI Mona, Professor Archibald MacDonald. The first of its kind in Jamaica, the project is slated to be completed by 2017, and the JMB General Manager is touting it as a model for building developers to follow in the future.
I think that the importance of looking at non-traditional forms of investing and financing, such as concessionary agreements, and this is in lieu of the traditional way of raising funds and on lending to developers. This can be done across the board. It doesn't necessarily have to be just for projects such as this one. And so I think for the development of several projects in Jamaica, we need to start to think the non-traditional ways.
Housing continues to be a sustainable economic developer for Jamaica, and if explored in its entirety, has the potential to boost economic growth over the medium to long term.
Housing in general can drive economic growth. This is a perfect example of how we think that housing at the university will drive not only growth in terms of employment, but growth in terms of economic long-term growth and sustainable growth. And so I think the government needs to look very seriously at housing and how housing can drive economic growth across the board.
The project, the largest of its kind undertaken by the JMB in its 45-year history, will cost approximately 4 billion Jamaican dollars.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles. Punch holes in tins before disposing. And cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health.
Sponsored by NHF.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.